producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, rolling into hour number two on a Friday, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Back to the phones, just because I like this kind of conversation, from with Craig in Pennsylvania. We're talking about guns in schools, teachers carrying the guns in schools.
Are you there, Bill?
I am indeed here. Most assuredly, I am here. You were talking about that some people just the idea of it makes them squeamish. Is that about right? Craig? Got dropped. Okay. Got dropped somehow. Maybe we can have that conversation again in a little bit. I did hear him for a second there. If you want to call back, if you're listening somehow or other, call back and we'll continue that conversation. Meanwhile, in New York, there's a New York City Councilman and State Assembly wannabe named Charles Barron. And he's talking about his admiration of dictators. And he's hoping to host one of them, Zimbabwe's Robert Mugabe, in the States again. And there's Craig back. Let's go back to the phones. All right, are you there more gooder this time?
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me. He cannot hear me there. Let me put you back on hold so that you can't hear. Anyway, this coming from a guy that's in charge of a place that was ground zero. Barron says, I would love for him to come to Albany. I would love for him to come anywhere in the United States, really. I think he's a shining example of an African leader on the African continent. Barron has hosted Mr. Mugabe before as a city councilman in 2002. Mugabe took control of Zimbabwe in 1983 and instituted martial law in 1987. He rose to power after starting an ethnic cleansing in which tens of thousands of people were murdered. Barron praised him because he seized land from white landowners and redistributed it to black Africans. No one's perfect, Mr. Barron told a newspaper. I see him as a freedom fighter. Barron has also expressed support for dictators like Muammar al-Qaddafi, Fidel Castro. He told the newspaper, all my heroes were America's enemies. And he is expected to win in his election against his Republican opponent handily. Let's go back to the phones one more go round. Let's see. Okay, back to Craig in Pennsylvania. Can you hear me this time?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry for the technical difficulties. And an article here says that 18 states currently allow school employees to carry guns in school concealed.
Right.
Now, for the rest of the states, don't they realize that the southern border is completely wide open and we have all these terrorists and Mexican gangs that are coming through? And there is physical evidence that there is Islamics coming through and Chinese coming through.
The other day, on the 10th of September, they caught four terrorists coming across the border. And in the last 351 days, they've caught, I think, 466,000 or 766,000 coming across from 141 different nations. So the southern border is like that hub to jump into the United States now. Worldwide.
And the question is when are they going to attack, you know, us personally, especially our schools, and that could be multiple attacks, and they're going to overwhelm the police departments and our SWAT teams or CERT teams. So, you know, we need to start arming and training our personnel in our schools. They're going to be the first responders to a situation like this.
Well, they are. And this whole apathetic approach that maybe a little more than half of America has as far as what they're engaged in is going to turn out to be real expensive. It's going to be real expensive.
Well, if all of us school personnel that owns firearms, our pistols and whatever, we can bring those in, so that would help the cost. And that, for the time being.
Well, I mean, it's the whole thing with letting teachers carry a weapon. You know, they're in what is it, Wilbarger County, Texas. Wilbarger County has one school district, and they've been carrying guns in schools since 2007. They all carry the same gun. They all carry the same ammo. They all train extensively with this stuff. They train extensively within their school. They're 36 minutes away from the closest law enforcement responder. And it has worked for, 7 years now? It has worked. And it didn't cost that school district anything because the teachers bought their guns. And there was some local group there that trained them for free. So, I mean, it didn't cost them a thing. And they got the best first response team known because the teachers know the school. Nobody knows who these teachers are that carry guns, but they know who each other are. The only one the Wilbarger County superintendent will acknowledge as carrying a gun is himself, and he won't tell you how many guns are in the school, and he won't tell you who's got them. So that specter, if you don't know what's going on, is present. And they don't get bothered. And, you know, the closest police are 36 minutes away. And still they don't get bothered.
Are you familiar with a radio show called Crosstalk?
I don't watch any political shows because they're all agenda-driven and they're all filled with a bunch of stuff that I can easily deconstruct in about 5 minutes.
Well, this isn't a TV show. It's a radio show, and it's through another radio network. Am I permitted to give the name of that network?
Well, I mean, what kind of a point are you trying to make about them? What do they do?
Well, they had a guest on in September, Usama Dak Doc, and he talks about Islam, ISIS, and terrorism, and he tells the total truth about them, and it's a very fascinating and informative program. And he states that when the Muslims attack the United States, it's going to be through their local Islamic centers and so forth. That's where it's just going to start from.
Yeah, I agree with that. I do agree with that. I agree with that wholeheartedly. I was parked beside one yesterday, as a matter of fact, a local Islamic center. I didn't even know they were there. I didn't even know where they were there. Now there's two in the bigger city I live close to. So, but I'm running out of I'm running out of time. Do you want to hold one more time?
Yeah, I can hold one more time.
Okay, you hang on one more time. I'll let you make that point. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, September 17th, 2014, gold opened at $1,237.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,282.97, $641.48 for a half ounce, or $320.74 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,282.97, $641.48, and $320.74.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frogwood Lubricant Studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. Back to the phones one more time we go to Craig in Pennsylvania. There you go, sir. What were you about to say?
Well, here in Lexington County, Pennsylvania, we have all the Amish and the Mennonites who are pacifists. We have our own Islamic center here, and there is right around 1,000 Islamic people here. And the question is how many of those individuals are willing to take up arms and do jihad against us here in the county?
That's a viable question. I mean, a lot of these radicals use local Islamic centers as sort of a cover.
So we need to be prepared to handle any type of threat instead of being reactive to it.
Well, I agree with you. So what are they doing? So what's everybody doing?
Nothing right now. I mean, okay. we have a training facility here, you know, for our police and our fire department. So the facility is here to train, and I'm sure that our county sheriff would be willing to train people, and we have several sportsmen associations with NRA instructors, and I'm sure that they're willing to train too. And we have one gun shop that will be willing to train too. So we really have no excuse to do anything if Harrisburg would get their act together.
And that's really the question, isn't it? When they manage to do that, has anybody approached local law enforcement about that?
I'm planning to do it sometime soon. This radio show with Usama Deck talk that I just mentioned, I was going to go and hand that in to one of the deputies and have him give it to the sheriff and have him listen to it and even contact Usama.
Well, I'll tell you, and don't do that. Instead, go make an appointment and tell him yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say, and then you know he listens when you're talking to mm-hmm. him because you're one of his constituents. Very likely what would happen with anything that you send, you know, if you send a CD or a memory card or something, it's going to get lost or it's going to get thrown in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a waste of your time. Go try to sit down and make an appointment with him and sit down and have a chat with him or at least one of the watch commanders and just see what you have to do to actually get to him.
Mm-hmm. I think I'll do that then.
Yeah, that's I've already done it here. I know what's going to happen here. I didn't go in there, and I just went in there as what I am in this area. I'm just one of the people that lives here, and I told them what people living in this area had to offer, and I said, you know, it's there if you need it. And we, as far as our training is concerned, we have taken it upon ourselves to handle that. And we have all the things that we need to make that happen, which is primarily communications and scenarios to work with. But give that a try and let me know how that goes, and I'll be here waiting to hear about it.
Okay, I'll give it a try and see what happens.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Yeah, don't send it. Don't even, you know, all the stuff that I talk about, if you record it and send it to somebody and say, give this a listen and this will tell you what you need to do. You'll get a lot further sitting down with them yourselves. But let's talk about ISIS, shall we? Let's talk about the Islamic State in Syria. They're evil. And they're at war with all civilized countries. That's what they're doing. Right now, the Muslim youth are flocking to them. They're going there at high speed. They're signing up to fight against the United States. And right now, our leaders don't seem to be able to get a grasp upon what is really a routine challenge. Normally, when you have an identified combatant that plans to do you harm, your mission is to seek out, close with, and destroy that opponent, not to sit there and try to talk about it. Finally, the Pentagon and the United States federal government have admitted that we are, quote-unquote, at war with the Islamic State. prior to this admission, John Kerry, who's a John Kerry doesn't have the sense of, if John Kerry was on fire, he would not have a sense of urgency. He categorized the Islamic State situation simply as a large-scale counterterrorism operation. Really? What you have right now is you have indiscriminate killers who are freely roaming the Middle East, and they're sawing people's heads off with knives, shooting people in the back of the head after they round them up. There's 80 million Muslims in Europe. They just caught a bunch. They caught four of them in. They caught four of them here. They just disrupted a plan in Australia where they were just going to walk out on the street with their little scimitar swords and start lopping off heads. And the reason they do that is because they know that we're going to be horrified by it, which any reasonable person would. But this is not an operation. What we have is so far unchallenged murder going on. And so far they're getting away scot-free because it seems our nation's leadership hasn't got the stomach for hunting them down and breaking their will and finally killing them all. Now, one little smart and clever thing is to wonder out loud if the solution is to have boots on the ground. Who cares? At a minimum, our plan should be to capture and execute the most evil of the killers. If that qualifies as boots on the ground, that's fine. Go. And we should terrorize the Islamic State. We should terrorize them to the point of where they're out there thinking to themselves, we better not be sawing any more heads off. That's something that they, you know, that's, and you know, this is just begging for special operations attention. Before they started bringing in the rest of the military, when special operations was roaming out there autonomously, they were kicking the fourth point of contact, and they were taking names, and they had everybody routed. There was fear in the air, and that's how you defeat an enemy. We can no longer afford, we don't have the luxury of groveling at their feet. More on this when we get back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com.
That's FireYourMDNow.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Talking about the Islamic State and what we have to do to deal with the Islamic State. The fact that we're not doing it. Now, the fact that we haven't done anything about it up to this point means that we will be fighting them here. Me and you will be fighting them here initially. So far, they have yet to fight where they have been a real first-rate military force, and they appear to go from victory to victory and strength to strength when they're simply taking advantage of a vacuum that we created. Not necessarily am I wanting to denigrate the willingness of Muslim youth from all over the world to eagerly volunteer to be recruited to suffer and die for Islam. The aims and the actions of the Islamic State are a mixture of stupidity and evil, even much more so than Al-Qaeda. And unfortunately, in order to defeat them, we are going to have to engage them. Let's go to the phones. Bob in Michigan. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. What can I do for you?
Hey, how do they know the guy used a bolt-action rifle? What, he leave a note behind? I bolt-action rifle.
I believe what they probably did. See, I talk all the time about there not being a gun registry. But I believe they probably, either his father told them because they've spoken with his father extensively, or they might have decided to do a little backtracking and look at his purchases via NICS checks on those things that are supposed to be destroyed that the FBI checks into.
Yeah, so, well, he could have gotten a gun outside of the system some way.
He sure could have. He sure could have.
But did they find casings?
That I don't know. I know he's still at large. And I know that, you know, now this is spurring. Now, we've just got to get rid of every gun known to man.
Well, like I say, there's no proof that it was a bolt gun. 308 is a common round You know that there's many semi-autos that use 308.
Yes, there are, and I really want it sometime soon, an M14 in 308. Semi-automatic. That's a battle rifle right there. Not an assault rifle, a battle rifle.
Mm-hmm.
Reach out and touch somebody with that.
I keep hearing you talking about some kind of a studio. What'd you say, a frog lube?
Frog lube. Frog lube is the title sponsor of the show. And frog lube makes a lubricant for a gun that is food-based, completely biodegradable. You coat the innards of your gun with this, and when the gun's just sitting there cold, it'll look like you've got congealed Vaseline on it, right? But then when you go and run it, first round, it smooths out and just goes. And I mean, it's sand resistant, it's water resistant, it has been tested in combat in the desert. It just runs. And I mean, it is a phenomenal. And the best part about it, the little side effect you get from it when you use it on your weapon, it makes your weapon smell like a York peppermint patty. Really, seriously, it does. It's minty. It's minty fresh. So, yes, Frog Lube is the title sponsor of the show. I haven't gotten all the things done yet that I need to do production-wise, but this is the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio. Yes, sir.
Very good. Very good.
Go give that a try. You'll be very happy with that stuff if you try it out.
Yeah, I'll try that on my frogs.
Well, it is resistant. It's resistant to the elements like a frog would be. Put it that way. It's amphibious.
Very good. Thanks.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the call. Frog lube, man. That's a good stuff. That's all my guns have on. And you don't have to do it very often, but the more you actually do it when you're using frog lube, use it over all the metal in the gun. I know, like on Glocks, they say, well, you only have really 4 points you need to lubricate on a Glock. I lubricate the outside of it with frog lube. I lubricate the inside of it, the barrel, the outside of the barrel, everything. And the more I do that, when I'm out in the rain, if I'm out in the wet, or if I drop it in the water or something, it just doesn't get affected because of the frog lube barrier that is created. Back to the Muslim Utes, though. Back to ISIS. We have one very, very, very big fundamental problem here right now. We're cursed with a White House and a Congress that is jammed full of very small-minded people who are playing small and smaller parts on the national and international stage. What we really need here is George Patton in charge of the military. And I don't know, who would we want in charge? James Madison as president. That would be good. We don't need leaders who will do most anything to escape the responsibility of taking positive and decisive action. That's the problem for them, because they're always looking to next, you know, if you're a representative, you come up for election every 2 years. I sure do like being a representative. Do I want to get out there and propose this, you know, us going to war again? Aren't we tired of war? Don't I like my $170,000 a year job and all those cameras that get in my face whenever I say something that doesn't mean anything? Senators, not so much. They get, you know, they got 6 years they can run, and for five, you know, for two and a half, 3 years after they get reelected, they can pretty much do whatever they want, and then they got to start going to the right if they want to be reelected and they're Republican. We need leaders today who have the ability to inform and educate the 56% of us that couldn't care less. And we need to dominate events, and we need to bring to them positive conclusions and not let the events dominate us. We don't need leaders who are going to just limply approve or go along with what has already been done or approved. We need crisis management specialists who are going to stand up and say what's unpopular and do what nobody wants to do. And we need, their presence needs to make the difference. If we had real leaders, danger would congregate them. They would come together and do what we count on them to do. And what we have right now is just people that apologize. Ask him to hold on through the break if you can. We're coming up on the break in 2 minutes, so I don't want to, or a minute, really.
We need, the nation is crying out for leaders for whom doing what is best for the nation is more important than running a clever political campaign and getting elected. We need leaders that are going to sit back there and say, this is the problem and this is what we can do, instead of saying we need to ban guns. That are not going to listen to the special interests. Just ask. Just ask Eric Cantor how well that works. It can be done. It takes a massive effort. There's a lot of legwork involved. It can be done. We can turn every one of these guys, every one of these empty suits out. But it does take a little bit of effort. It's not just going to happen by remote control. Our country needs to be ready to fight and save the world from terrorist organizations such as the Islamic State. And now, I mean, Europe, which is a very old civilization. You know, one thing that the Islamics, the Muslims, the Taliban, all of these guys do, if they don't allow music, they don't allow monuments or anything. Whenever they see stuff like that, they destroy it, they blow it up, they do something with it. They destroy history if it's not in keeping with what the Quran says to be. Right now in Europe, that's a lot of history. We'll be right back one more time on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
One more time for the week, back on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Loop Lubricant Studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Let's go, the phones. John in Austin. Yes, sir.
Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, listening to what you talk, I just sent you some videos about how that could be used as sort of a go-by. Is what I see how ISIS could attack the U.S. One was the Belsen school attack in Russia, where Chechen terrorists took over a school on the first day of school and rigged the school up with explosives and created a standoff situation.
Whole bunch of students died in that one, too. Is that the one where they gassed everybody and everybody, lots of them died, terrorists and hostage alike?
I don't know if they used gas on that one. They did do that in a theater.
Okay.
In Moscow. Once again, Chechen terrorists. The other was, and this is going back a ways to give you an idea, 1993. No one brings this up anymore. That a disgruntled Islamist opened fire on CIA employees as they were driving into the facility into Langley.
Right, I remember that.
And just think if someone would have had a firearm and could have stepped out and engaged.
Well, I mean, for some reason, we have ignored this, and I don't know why, because there's no appeasing them. I mean, even if you appease them, I've seen plenty of video where they've rounded up Iraqi soldiers that were members of the Iraqi military that we trained, and they get them to renounce the new American set-up government, and then even though they renounce it and pledge allegiance to ISIS, they still get a bullet in the back of the head.
Sure.
So, I mean, there's no appeasing these guys. You can't make them happy. So, instead of making them happy, I think we should just sort of, just make them ineffective.
Bill, you don't make them ineffective. You kill them.
Right. That's how I want to make them ineffective.
Look, they're cur dogs. They're a plague. They're cur dogs. They're setting the rules. And this idea of bombing them, airstrikes, this and that, no, it's cell against cell. You have teams, and you go after them team for team. You have a team that gets put together, and it's like, okay, here's your area, clean it up.
We used to do something in the military when we would go to gunnery called the Combined Arms Live Fire Exercise. And there is actually a scenario where aerial bombardment is the start, but aerial bombardment is followed in by close air attacks on designated targets, followed on by artillery, followed on by tanks and armor, followed on by infantry. Now, if they want to start out the aerial bombing and they want to play that game, the Combined Arms Line Fire Exercise scenario, that would work. Yeah, it would.
What? These people blend back in and out.
Well, the thing is, with like I was saying earlier, in the opening of this, in 2003, maybe up to 2005, when it was primarily a special operations operation, if I can use that phrase and not sound too stupid about it, special operations were, they struck them with absolute terror. They weren't going in there. They weren't calling up the commander-in-chief saying, hey, we've got a bunch of guys in our crosshairs. May we engage? They would see them, and they would simply kill them.
Right.
They didn't do anything brutal, you know, overly brutal, besides, you know, killing's pretty brutal. But they didn't go out there and deface the bodies or anything. They just simply went there, and they killed everybody there. And when it was a shadow war, when we had, special operations running it, various branches of special operations doing it, we were being effective. And then when we started bringing in more conventional forces in there, and then it became politicized, then we lost that edge. They waited, somehow or other, without knowing it, they probably didn't have the thought process to sit there and think, well, you know, it's really bad right now, but wait till the regular conventional forces follow on, then they'll politicize it and everything will be okay.
Right, and I understand that. And I was, at that time, anyway, putting it, what we need to do is, the border has been abandoned for all practical purposes by our government. For whatever reason, whatever, it's been abandoned. So, and then...
Are you still there? Did we lose him? I'm going to presume by the silence that we lost him. John, if you're out there and you're hearing this call back, because I just lost you. It's not going to be an easy, it's not going to be a walk in the park. Nobody, and, but you know what? It's going to be a lot better than if, and better. That's just going to be the mopping up. They're coming here. They're here. They're here. Your leadership has allowed them to be here. The Dream Act has allowed them to be here. All of this kowtowing to every country that wants to come to the United States and just show up and be a Democratic voter. This is what you get. This is the just desserts that we're going to reap, if you will. All because one political party, and it's not just one. I mean, Boehner's out there saying, hey, you want to stimulate the economy? Let's have immigration reform. Explain that to me, tan man. How's that going to work? How many people are not in the workforce, and let's introduce 11 million more? I completely understand how this would work. Our political representation needs an upgrade. Needs an upgrade. As we get ready to go, I have watched many a Liam Neeson movie, both of the Takens and some movie where he's become an action hero. You know, he became an action hero with the Phantom Menace, the Star Wars prequel. Became a naturalized citizen of the United States 5 years ago, and turns out that the guy that makes a lot of money using guns is afraid of guns. And like all good hoplophobes, according to him, he's totally for gun control in the U.S. And he says, I'll give Britain its dues. When they had done the Dunblane massacre in Scotland, within 24 hours, the gun laws were changed. so you could not have a handgun. So he's blaming crime that happens here on the Second Amendment. He wants to see that restricted. So he's just another guy, another one of this long list of guys out there that make a living making us believe that he's somebody that he isn't. And he's a hopophobe. He's afraid of guns, so he doesn't want there to be any guns. I do love it so. And, you know, hoplophobe. I am enunciating, aren't I? He's proving himself to be every bit as uninformed as his fellow UK transplant, Piers Morgan. And I, you know what? I don't expect any better from Piers Morgan. How about Liam Neeson? How about you? You know, you came here voluntarily. You have been accepted with open arms, and you have been enriched beyond your wildest dreams by our eager consumption of your interpretation of what a bad boy is when he's a secret agent. How about you pay a little homage to the country that accepted you and shut up and just do what you do best, which is play pretend and get paid well to do it? How about that? Just do that. Liam Neeson, by the way, is flirting with converting to the Islamic faith. The Islamic faith. No wonder he doesn't like this. No wonder he doesn't like the Second Amendment and America. I get it now. We'll pick this up again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not ever. Not once. It's always been. It's always going to be about total control on a Friday. This has been Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Katie Armor. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.